Welcome to Bitch Talk, booze and interviews straight from the heart of San Francisco. This is Erin, that's Anne.
Hi.
Char's here also on the ones and twos. You can find us at bitchtalkpodcast.com. You can also find us every Monday morning from 5:30 to 6 on bff.fm. Take it away, Angela.
Whoa. I was just going to flow into it naturally.
Oh, sorry.
Like as if we just naturally have this chemistry, but anyway.
We do.
We're bringing you back to Sundance, folks, because I know you missed it.
Yeah.
We missed it, too.
And it's not, guess what? Sundance 2020 is coming up also.
We're going to be there in a month.
Around the corner.
Yeah, and we'll still be plugging Sundance 19 after Sundance 2020.
Sundance is our band camp, for sure. This one time at Sundance,
yeah.
We had this interview.
Yeah.
But anyway, this one is a really special one. It is called Shooting the Mafia. It's a documentary on the photographer Letizia Battaglia, who is a photographer that shot mafia crimes around Palermo. So very light topic. Not only is she a badass in her work, but she is in her life, her own personal life. But I'm going to let you hear that first, and then we'll talk a little more about that on the flip side. So enjoy.
All right, you are listening to the Festival Daily Buzz with Bitch Talk Podcast. My name is John Wildman, here with my co-host from Bitch Talk, Erin Lim and Angela Tabora. And on this segment, we're going to be talking about the documentary Shooting the Mafia, which is screening at Sundance. We have with us the director, Kim Longinato. Did I say that right? Longinato?
You said it perfectly, yeah.
All right. Neve Fagan, the producer. Did I say that right?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, and then Ali Huddleston, I think I'm okay on that one, our editor.
Yep, that's right.
Fantastic. And Kim, we'd love to start these segments by giving our director the opportunity to introduce our listeners to the film. So describe the movie, Shooting the Mafia.
Okay. Well, the film's about Letizia Battaglia, who's a photographer, and it's the film's through her life, really, but also through a very tumultuous, brutal time of her country. So it's about the mafia through her eyes.
It's a remarkable film in that it tracks this period of time that we've mythologized through movies like The Godfather and other films and what have you in this country, and it really unflinchingly looks through her photos. But she's just an amazing, charismatic personality as well. And so you're introducing us to her. Talk about, how you found Letizia and how you discovered her and wanted to talk about her.
I'm really happy you said that about the mythology of the mafia, because that was one thing that kept striking Ollie and I, because we looked through all the old mafia films. We made ourselves look at all the sort of fiction, the American fiction. Mm-hmm. And when you look at that, it's very much these kind of rather cool-looking guys, mm-hmm. and killing each other. Mm-hmm. And it's very sanitized, and they get shot, but that's it. You don't feel the pain of the people, the families. And you don't realize that most of the people getting shot are often shopkeepers. There's a photo of Letizia that's a guy in a garage, and he's been gunned down, and he's got the rag where he's been cleaning the car in his hand. Mm. And actually they killed children, from the very beginning. And occasionally people say, oh, that's a very, recent thing. But Ligio, who's one of the mafia people that we follow, he murdered a child because the child had witnessed him shooting a man in the hills. And they did this horrible murder of this child. And the whole village knew that they'd murdered this 11-year-old boy, but nobody dared speak about it. So it is a kind of trauma that's locked a country. And I think what the film's about, really, the real honest answer of what the film's about, it's really about people that dare to stand up against, against brute force. So mm-hmm. it could be people in this country standing up against indigenous people having their land taken away. It's all those small things that people can do to stand up against a big fear. And hopefully that's what people will take from it, from whatever country they're seeing it. They'll say, okay, it is worth standing up. I'm going to take the risk and stand up.
Well, it's interesting also because Letizia talks about her photos, and oftentimes she will say, I hate this photo, or I hate the people who love this photo, and I wish I hadn't taken this, after the fact. And it's oftentimes a reaction that because people view it as art, mm-hmm. and so they're looking at it from that lens. But she remembers the moment.
Exactly. I really loved, I really identified with her saying, you know, it's hard when you're taking a photo to tell people that you're taking it with love. Because often, Ollie and I have edited 9 films together, this is our 10th. Mm. You know, there'll be stuff that I've filmed that actually, in a way, you sort of feel you shouldn't film it, but you know you have to. So you're split. Your heart's telling you, Kim, don't film this woman grieving because her son's just died. You know, this is wrong, you're her friend. And then your head's saying, look, you have to feel it, film it, that's what you're here for. And it's so good to have somebody honestly telling you about that, about her work, how she felt really bad. She felt compromised morally by taking these photos, but she knew she had to be a witness to it.
And yeah. Ollie, we don't often have an editor on the show, so it's great to get the editor's perspective, especially a film like this, because you know, you could have made one documentary just solely on her personality. You could have made one documentary just solely on the photos themselves. Mm. You know, or you could have made a documentary on the on the prosecutors. You know, the three major. And so there's a lot the two of you are weaving into this. And Eve, I'm not going to leave you out because I know you know you're the producer, so you're over their shoulder too, saying, "Come on, two of you." let's talk about how you're shaping that story. And this one in particular, what the challenges were for you as the editor?
I think, I mean, in all documentaries, from the outset, I tried to, we always try when we work together to make the film as much an experience as possible. And with archive films, that's particularly difficult because so much of what you can find is in small snippets, little bits. So what we ended up doing, so one of the prosecutors that for example, called Falcone, one of the main guys that chases the mafia in the film and takes hundreds of them to court. There's an amazing, he unfortunately gets killed, and there's an amazing funeral scene. And that funeral scene is probably made up of, I don't know, 5, 10, 15, maybe 20 films. So in order to create the sense of actually being at that funeral and get a sense of what mafia murders and the murder of this particular people's hero on the people was, what it felt like to be there, we had to trawl through hours and hours and hours of stuff. So you're trying to find emotional connections to that sequence of events. So there was one shot where two men are weeping in each other's arms, and that's just from one film. We knew we needed that in order for it to come alive.
I'm glad you mentioned that about Ollie, because for this film particularly, I'm really, really keen. I'm really excited that Ollie's here, because it absolutely is an editing film. I mean, it was made in the editing room. Normally, with documentaries, you come back with the film. You've got beginning. Well, the beginning's always tough, but you have an idea, and it's chronological, so you can't do a lot with it. But this film could have been 1,000 different films. And actually, I think it's fair to say it was an incredibly painful, difficult film to make. I mean, half the battle was getting the archive, so you had these two people looking for the archive. But also, actually, to balance everything, so you're not saying, oh, hang on, we've lost Leticia, we're back with the mafia. You know, too many characters, you know, to balance it and make it understandable.
Of a piece, of a whole. And the characters, the mafia characters, the male characters are extraordinary. But actually, when you got into Leticia, when we really truly got into everything that Letizia represented and all the things that she'd done in her life, it was so clear that she's an extraordinary woman that stood up against the male dominance, against the male kind of controlling, brutal, totally uncaring world. And that is the story that we've kind of majored on, really.
Mm-hmm. Ollie's an honorary girl. He's totally is. Well, he's the sweetest, gentlest person.
Well, the other thing that's hilarious about Leticia is that she is such a strong force. Yeah. You know that you know she's talking about, like, you know, and you know, and he was my lover, and then we moved on.
Honest.
And
yes,
then she was another guy. You know, and
yes, I would like to get to the lovers.
Yeah, let's talk about the lovers.
Sorry, John, but yeah. I agree. I really feel like, did you know that she had this train, or was she like, oh, I have another lover that you can talk to about this part of my life? Oh, but what about this other lover?
Actually,
and they're all best friends.
It's funny because actually Ollie had it really good at one point. We changed it. Where one lover goes,
oh, yeah.
And then you had this rather jaunty music, and the other lover
arrives. much younger than the last one. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I want to see.
So at the end, when Kim fills the scene where she's got a very young partner now, a much younger partner now, it's like, wow.
Yes, she does.
Yet. You know, girls as hopeless yet. Yeah. When we get to 80.
I am not mad at all. She's 40-year-olds. Yeah, she is my hero. Yeah. I'm 50. Yeah. She's not afraid of the mafia. She's got and they're all best friends. Her exes. They just all still have this love and connection.
Yeah, no,
she's
really
just so powerful. Yeah,
you must tell her that if you see her.
Can I please meet her? I would like to be best friends with her.
Oh, yeah, she's him.
And
we'll talk after.
And Niamh, I want to get you into the conversation here. You know, you're the producer of this documentary. You're premiering at Sundance. Can you talk about your hopes as a producer as far as the reception for the film, here as opposed to anywhere else?
Well, this is my first time being at Sundance, so I'm absolutely ecstatic and honored. I think it's an amazing achievement. And I'm delighted that it's with such a strong and brilliant film. I'm very proud of the film. I adore Letizia. I met Letizia in 2015 after seeing her work in 2013. So it's been a long road for me to bring her and to bring her story to this point. So I think it's quite an achievement, really. I think Kim and Ollie have made a beautiful film. And what's really interesting is Letizia hasn't seen the film yet.
I was just about to ask you.
That's the big one.
Big reveal.
And Anders in equal measures, you know. Yeah. But she's very excited. She's here now. And
that's why we're saying, tell her you like the fact she's got all those lovers. Yeah. Do tell her that.
I would be honored, yes.
Yeah, great.
You know, she is a remarkable woman. And I do think, as Ollie and Kim were both saying, that just for somebody, you know, doesn't take too much for you to make a stand. You know, for her, it was her camera. For her, it was living her life the way she felt she should live. And I think every one of us as individuals, you do one small thing, it can have a big impact.
And, you know, we do have to wrap up pretty soon here, but I would love to have the three of you weigh in on the responsibility to your subject. When it's someone like Letizia, who's this wonderful personality and has, you know, lived this amazing life, and so you as the people, you know, documenting her life through this film, you have a responsibility to her, and what does that mean to you as filmmakers?
Go on, Niamh, you haven't said much.
Well, I think we all had tremendous respect for Letizia, you know. I think. She's a very honest woman, so it's very hard not to be just honest with her story. And I think Kim has really, and Ollie have really carved out that beautiful honesty, and she has a humility, and I think it all comes across on screen. I think what you see is what you get, and when you meet her, you'll feel the same way.
I think to make a film as transgressive as she is.
I agree, I was going to say. I don't think it was that difficult in the sense of, I wasn't worried. I'm not even particularly worried about what she's going to say tonight. She's I've not met her either.
She's going to love it.
But I've seen a lot of her on film, hours and hours. So I get, she's just out there. She's one of those people that just says it as it is.
Yeah.
So I think she'd be very happy for it. And there's a lot of contradictions in the story. She, as you mentioned earlier, John, you know, the pictures she never took, the pictures that she did take, she's incredibly conflicted and in pain with a lot of it. And she's known for taking photographs. The thing that she's known for is the stuff that she finds most painful to even think about. So,
well, it is a thoroughly engrossing film. Congratulations to all three of you.
Thank you.
We've had Kim Longinetto, the director, Niamh Fagan, the producer, and Ollie Huddleston, the editor of Shooting the Mafia. Thank you for being here.
Thank you.
So that was our interview with photographer Letizia Battaglia and crew, and I fell in love with her.
Yeah, you were obsessed a little bit. I remember that.
We had a moment when we were talking about her many lovers, young, hot men lovers.
Yeah, that's right.
I was waiting to chime in on that, but no, I think it's really special, especially for us ladies at Bitch Talk. She's a woman who essentially changed the course of her life in her 40s, taught herself how to shoot, and became this phenomenal, not only photographer, but she was shooting a really heavy subject matter. A
little bit.
And so it was political commentary as well on like the state of things and why the mafia needed to be stopped. And it was interesting too, how they talk about one of the children of one of the victims went to her art gallery and was really affected by it. But, you know, you just see these things in a different light. And I don't know, she's just really powerful. She's our hero.
Yeah.
I mean, changing the course of your life in your 40s and becoming this successful, strong woman and dating a lot of hot young men. Mm-hmm. Like, okay, sign me up.
Yeah, you can change at any age. Guess what? It's okay. It can happen.
Yeah,
for the good or the bad, but it can happen if you want it to. So, the movie opens this Friday, November 29th, right after Thanksgiving. So, I saw that it's only opening at the Landmark Opera Plaza in San Francisco. So, if you want to see this film, and you probably have the weekend off and you're just chilling and eating turkey, go see a movie.
Yeah, after you're feeling all good, watching that, what the hell is the Tom Hanks?
Mr. Rogers?
Yeah, watch Mr. Rogers after this one. How about that?
Or
give yourself a little boost.
I know you two haven't seen it, but Jojo Rabbit is fucking awesome, and I love that movie so much. If you can find that one, go see it. It's Taika Waititi again. Mm. I'm a little obsessed with his films right now, but that's a really good one. It's a really good one.
Anyway, just support independent film either way, however you can do it. But she's a real badass if you want some inspiration and to see how you can really make a difference by just following your passion. Watch Shooting a Mafia.
Before you close it, that title is really fucked up. That's all I'm going to say. Because you're like, follow your passion and go watch Shooting the Mafia. I'm sorry.
I was doing so
Welcome well. Back, Ann.
I was doing so well. Anyway, thank you so much for listening. You can catch us on Monday mornings for your morning commute at BFF.fm from 5:30 to 6 a.m. And please go to bitchtalkpodcast.com. Check out our pictures, rate and review us. We have over 400 episodes. Jesus, these bitches are tired. We need your support. Come listen to us, rate and review us. And we appreciate you as always.
We're powered by GoTo Productions.
Bitch, please.